Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for this mayhem. Chris Bishop is our guest, our good friend. Well, Chris, I need the website again, please.
So, improvisingcareers.com.
What do they find when they get there?
They'll find information about these workshops that we run, a partner and I. We call it Future Career Invention Workshops, or How to Succeed at Jobs That Don't Exist Yet. In fact, I'm coming down your way on Friday. I'm going to do a workshop at Texas A&M with your friend Eli.
Yep. Eli Jones, the dean of the whole School of Business there at Texas A&M. Be sure to tell him I said hi. And if you get to meet his wife, Fern, give her a hug for me.
All right, I will.
She might be around there somewhere. They're cool folks. So, all right. Yeah. So, look, we're talking about augmented reality, folks. And you may be like me. You may be behind the curve on this one a little bit. But folks, it's going to be part of your life. It's not only going to be part of your life. I'm going to say, Chris, that the average small business owner is going to adopt AR more happily, more readily than they have social media.
I think it's definitely the case. I mean, it can, again, it brings to life sort of static kinds of stuff. I mean, the range of applications is almost unlimited, certainly for helping provide information about products to customers. We also see adoption in, like, internal training programs as a way to kind of test the waters and see how it works, you know.
So
train people.
So how about,
you know,
this, Chris? Let's say that I walk into a store and a furniture. We're looking for furniture or something. Let's just say that. Or a car.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And the salesperson walks up and says, "Can I help you?" And we say, "Of course, right? We're just looking."
Right.
And instead of letting me go with that, the salesperson says, "Well, hey, I got an idea for you. I think you might like, put these glasses on, and as you walk around our business, the whatever you look at will reveal key information about the price, the size, the what it does. It'll give you all that information. You can look at that as you walk around, help yourself, and then whenever you're ready to talk about anything else, I'll be right here waiting to help you." What about that?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And there'll be like a button. You know, it's all sort of air grabs, right? So it's images appearing in front of you. So it'll be like, when you're ready, just click on this button that you'll see on your glasses, and I'll come find you, and we'll have a conversation.
In the meantime, and that way, when they're walking around, they can educate themselves, and if you're the first kid on the block with one of these, you're going to get more sales.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, there's a technological curve, and you don't want to do your entire million SKU inventory with it. But I mean, there are ways to start and apply it. And there's information again on the web. Mm-hmm. You know, if you Google like augmented reality and small business, you'll get some guidance around how people are using it, and people are starting to use it. And again, as we said before, offline, right? So the idea is to find someone on your team, this is for your listeners, who doesn't know it's supposed to be hard. and I think of the Pokemon Go app that probably listeners' kids or grandkids were using. You walk around with their phones trying to capture Pokemon characters on their phone, right?
Right.
That's one of the drivers, too, is the use of mobile devices are going to increase the adoption of this augmented reality technology. As I think it's getting faster and cheaper, and you know, you'll either put the glasses on or you'll download and install an app and walk around the store and hold your phone up to the item, and it'll give you additional information.
Folks, this is if you'll just think about it, not get intimidated by something new. This really, I could see this where this could really take off across Main Street.
Yeah, I think so, too. The other thing I always like to mention is there are vendors doing this. So if people are listening and have a pencil and paper app handy, but I always like to mention, so four companies that I always mention when I'm talking about augmented reality. One called Zapper, Z-A-P-P-A-R. Another one called Niantic. Mm-hmm. Another one called Subversive without the first E, S-U-B-V-R-S-I-V-E. And the fourth one called Lumus, L-U-M-U-S. So, again, just to give your listeners, there are real companies mm-hmm. that are actually doing this today as Jim and I sit here talking that could help you guys and gals get started exploring this new technology.
Right.
Just saying.
Hey, Chris, good job today. Thank you for introducing us to the augmented reality, the whole
My
technology,
pleasure.
And how we can use it. Come back soon.
All right, I'd love to. Thanks for the invitation.
Good job today.
Pleasure,
Chris Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. He always does a great job for us when he joins us. He'll be back again real soon. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.